Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing God you are. You are our friend, and you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Bless your name. We praise you today, Lord God. We honor you as King, as Lord, as Shepherd over our lives. We love and adore you. We bless you, Lord God. Father, we come with grateful hearts today, thanking you for the children all over the world. And Lord, thank you for the opportunity to pray for the children. You said, allow the children to come to you. Do not stop them because they are part of your kingdom as well. So I thank you that the children won't sit on the bench at the churches, but the children will be active and involved and participating in the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that parents will train up their children in the way that they should go. So when the children get older, they will not depart from it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for every child that you have on assignment, like you had Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Thank you for what you're doing in the lives of all of our children all over the world. So, Lord, we just say thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. I cover the phone lines, the internet, Blog Talk Radio, every connected part of the children's prayer line. I thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing on our behalf. I thank you, Lord God, as we open our mouths for praying through us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We honor your presence. We give you glory. We give you praise, and we give you thanks. Because you deserve all the glory, all the praise, all the thanks. You're an honorable God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord God Almighty in the heavens. You are the Lord God Almighty in the earth realm. There's no God greater than you, no God holier than you. So we thank you for the anointing. Pray for the children, oh God, to take them out of the hands of the enemy. Oh God, for their deliverance in the name of Jesus. So, Father, you said the truth shall set us free. So I thank you that the children will learn the truth, and they will be free in the mighty name of Jesus. We call you Lord, Savior, Father, King, Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer, Jehovah Nisi, the King over us, the banner over us, the love, the love, the love. And Lord, you commanded us to love you back. So we love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. In the name of Jesus, I cover every intercessor that's on, those that are coming on with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy because we are your servants. And because we pray for the children of the world, no weapon formed against us will prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, Sister Vivian, will you sing a song of praise?
Praise God. Praise God. Can you hear me? Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. One of these mornings won't be very long. You're gonna look for me. I'll be gone. I'm going to a place where there'll be nothing to do but walk around heaven all day. One of these mornings won't be very long. You're gonna look for me, child, now be gone. I'm going to a place where there will be nothing to do but just walk around heaven all day. Father, above, please hear my prayer. Walk right by outside. Father up above, won't you hear us pray? We need you. We need you. Father, we need you to walk right by my side. Oh, one of these mornings won't be very long. You're gonna look for me. No, I'll be gone. I'm going to a place where there will be nothing to do but just walk around heaven all day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. It's beautiful. Thank God for you. Well, we have Sister Vivian and Sister Lanny. Thank God for you all. We're looking for other ones to come on as well. Sister Lanny, can you pray for parents to train their children God's way?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are a master teacher. And through the power of Holy Spirit, you can guide us to know how to be effective in the earth when we interact with each other. And I lift up parents right now, God, who have the task of training their children in the knowledge of you. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that these families, these homes, these parents have given their lives to you, and they also have been led and have been taught by Holy Spirit, and it makes it easy for them to share how Holy Spirit guides them regarding their children. I pray, God, that they will have courage and not be afraid of the children, not be afraid to, that they will become angry or they will be resistant. We pray, God, that they will understand how to approach it with tenderness, at the same time to approach it with soundness and to approach it with authority. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will give them power, give them wisdom to be effective teachers for children in their homes. When there are problems where they see that they have not followed those instructions, that they will have wisdom and know how to bring them back, to restore them back to the way that you have designed for them to live, in Jesus' name. God, I pray for every parent who has the choice, who has the chance to be a master teacher. I pray for every child who has a chance to adhere to instructions. So, God, I come against stubbornness. I come against retaliation of any kind. I come against anger. I come against even fear that would keep the interaction between the parent and the child from being what it ought to be. God, we pray that you will Lord over these families. Give them courage. Give them strength. Most of all, give them wisdom and the truth of who you are in the Word of God. Thank you for ears that hear. Thank you for eyes that see because of the working of the Holy Spirit in the parents toward the children. Now we come against every afflicted thing that the enemy tried to bring to distract the children, to steal away the word that the parents are planting in them. We come against that in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that ministering angels, the word of God, the name of Jesus, is sufficient to minister to them and encourage them to do the right thing, to honor you, to walk in obedience to how they've been taught, in Jesus' name. We so thank you, Father, that you hear and answer prayer. We thank you even for Holy Spirit right now that's helping us to know how to pray these prayers, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Vivian, can you pray for the safety of our children in school and everywhere they go?
Praise God. Lord God, thank you. Thank you for children, God. Thank you that you gave parents and people to pray for children, God. You tell us to pray for the children, God, for such is the kingdom of heaven, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that safety, oh God, for the safety of our children, God, all around the world, keeping them from bombing, keeping them from disease, keeping them, oh God. Let your angels be encamped all about them, from all hurts, accidents, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we are lifting up our children today, God, that nothing will snatch them from a schoolyard. We lifting up our children today, God, that nothing, oh God, no school shooting will take any lives today, God. We are lifting up our children, God, that they will not descend, oh, Father God, to drugs and alcohol, all kind of substance abuse in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are lifting up our children this afternoon, that your angels, oh, God, be encamped all about them wherever they go, wherever they be. Oh, God, even what they look upon, God. Oh, Father God, may they be protected, oh, God, from all kinds of fantasies, oh, God, at a young age, God. Oh, God, keep our children. So keep their mind, oh, God. Keep them from, oh, God, going in on all kind of drugs, oh, God. Keep our children, oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Keep them from the hands of the enemy, wherever he want to dish out to them. Oh, Father God, that they will not, oh, God, accept, oh, God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, praise God. We are lifting up our children, oh, God. Oh, that your angels, oh, God, you go before and behind, oh, God. Father God, leading them and guiding them and admonishing them, oh, God. Father God, open up their mind, oh, God, to think upon the things which are good, oh, God, and the things that appear so they'll be kept, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, wrap your arms around our children, oh, God, and comfort those, oh, God, that need to be comforted in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we know, oh, Lord, that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God, but you said you have come that we may have life and have it more abundantly, that our children will live and not die. They'll live out their destiny and the plan for them, God, because they are protected, have a fence all around them, protecting them, oh, God, in their going in and their coming out, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. No evil thing can befall them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are lifting up our children for protection, oh, God, in every area of their lives, oh, God, that their lives, oh, God, will be lives lived out, oh, God, according to your will, Lord God. Hallelujah, praise God. We're lifting up our children, oh, Father, oh, God, because you made them. You knows all about them. And, God, you said no good thing will you withhold from those that walk upright before you. So we praying that they'll walk upright before you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, as I pray for parents who homeschool their children, I thank you so much that you left instructions for especially the men and women of God who homeschool their children, who are protecting them from all the evil teaching that they could receive in public school. So, Father, I thank you that you said in your word in Deuteronomy chapter 6 that the parents are to train them while they're at home, oh, God, that they should know that you are the only God, and there's no other God like you, Lord God. So I thank you for practical teaching. I thank you, Father God, that they can learn language and reading in your word in the Bible. They can learn how to construct a sentence in the Bible in reading and language. I thank you that they can learn math in the Bible, and they can even learn practical ways of using money. Oh, God, and even how to do math from the kitchen, measuring things, using a measuring cup, oh, God, to make different things. I thank you for practical learning in homeschool, oh, God, that they'll learn how to measure how tall they are or how wide they are. They will learn how to weigh food, oh, God. They will learn practical learning. They will learn, in the name of Jesus, science at home, even in the kitchen, there's certain things they can learn about science and all kinds of subjects. I thank you, Lord God, that the parents would instruct the children in how to listen, how to follow instructions, how to learn in the name of Jesus. I thank you that they will take the time to teach them, oh God. And Lord, many children have this group homeschooling where one parent will teach them 1 week, another week, all the children in the neighborhood or the children in the church. But Lord, I thank you that the parents won't be taxed out from learning. And Lord, some parents say they don't know how to teach their children, but now they have all kinds of videos on YouTube, all kinds of things on the computer that they can sit and take the time to learn how to teach their children. So I think that their children will be like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, highly intelligent, very skillful, very knowledgeable in all subjects. They will make straight A's. And I think that just because they're 6 years old, they don't have to be limited to the age or to the grade level. If they're six, if they learn on the fifth grade level, they can learn on that level. If they're 16 and they're learning on the eighth grade level, they can learn on whatever level they're learning on. But I think that their learning will begin to grow by leaps and bounds. They'll begin to grasp concepts that they never grasped before because of homeschooling. We appreciate, Father God, that you will guide the parents. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Lanny, could you pray against school shootings and pray for protection for our children everywhere they go, after school activities or wherever they are? Sister Lanny? Hello?
I have to get off mute. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your care. We thank you, Father, that you know how to prepare us for things that we don't know how to prepare for. God, we ask in the name of Jesus that that the parents will understand how to be led of you, the Holy Spirit, to guide their children to what they need to grow and to be the benefit. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for their protection in the classroom, on the playground, or wherever they happen to be, even in the community. And even, Father, right now, with some things being as they are, that they will be even protected in their home, in their home, in their own bed, that you will protect them, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We know that the enemy has launched a massive attack, but we take authority in Jesus' name and declare that his taxes will not work, because greater you that is in us than he that is in the world. We plead your precious blood, God. You sent your word and healed them. God, in the name of Jesus, you said that you're a shepherd and we don't want for anything. And you said we go through the valley of the shadow of death and we feel no evil because you're with us. You said you prepare the table before us in the presence of our enemies. So, Father, I pray protection for the children and the parents and the teachers. Wherever the children are, God, that you will render them safe in Jesus' name, supernaturally safe. Hallelujah, God. We know this is a season where you have to put your soup on our natural. Otherwise, the enemy will run rapid. We take authority over every satanic attack, every satanic assault that he's launched against our children, and we plead your precious blood now, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, that their children will be trained by their parents. They can speak over themselves when the challenges come and they have to make choices. They would choose the best of your word to speak, so the consequences of where they are and who they are with will be a benefit, but they'll be kept by the grace of God. They will be under your favor. Your grace and your mercy will keep them safe. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. My God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, in the midst of all that we've been, that you will raise up a nation of young people who are ready to do battle with the enemy by speaking the word of God, for them receiving it, and then exercising their authority to speak their deliverance, to speak their healing. We touch and agree with them, Father. We touch and agree with you. We pray, God, for divine intervention on every single level. We pray for every child all over the world that's been exposed to the evil hands evil acts, the evil deeds of men, that you would protect them, God. Ah, God, that you will hold back the darkness so they can find their way to get to your purpose, get to your plan for their life so they can operate in power, get them in position. They have to live to be in position, operate in power, and carry out their purpose. So we plead, God, for their lives, and we thank you that you hear and answer prayer. We agree with you. Greater you that's in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. We're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. These children are blessed of the Lord, and they have the covering. So, God, we plead that blood right now. We speak over their parents, speak over their teachers, wherever they are, whether they're at the park or whether they're at school or whether they're at home or at church. God, that you set a guard around them and protect them by the blood of Jesus. We pray this prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. Every assault that the enemy has lined up to cause havoc, cause them to be distracted, we come against it in Jesus' name. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we loose your peace. We loose hope that make us not ashamed in the name of Jesus. How we love you, God, and we praise you that you're faithful. Your name is faithful. You are the way maker. You are the promise keeper. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father, that your heart simply says that you want to keep the children. And we're standing in intercession for them right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Vivian, could you pray against children being kidnapped?
Praise God. Praise God. Father God, we are lifting up every child to you, oh, Father God, that might be left alone, playing, and minding their own business. We come against, oh God, the enemy that may try to steal or kidnap them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray your precious blood over every child that the enemy is lurking at and desires to steal, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. But his desires today is null and void, because we take authority over him in the name of Jesus and trample him under our feet. Devil, you defeated today. You will not have this child today, God, because every day must take care of itself. Oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we pray against kidnapping from parent, from the other parent, from schools and churches or playground. We come against that spirit that wants to snuffle out or sneak out or steal. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that our children are free throughout tomorrow. You said we can say throughout tomorrow, God, we plead the blood over our children, God, that they will not be kidnapped. And those that have been kidnapped, we pray that the devil loose them and give them up, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, that they be free from the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, the blood of Jesus covers them, oh, God, from every leaning side in the name of Jesus, Father God. Cover them, oh, God, from every evil force, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Cover them, oh, Holy Spirit, cover them, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that the enemy, Father God, will go and run into a dry place seeking rest, finding none, because they were covered. They couldn't be touched. They couldn't be snatched. They couldn't, oh, God, he couldn't get a hold on them. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you and give you the praise. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Father, we are so grateful, Lord God, for our children and for their parents. We thank you, Lord God, that you formed, shaped them before you formed them. You knew them. Before you placed them in their mother's stomach, you knew them. Father, you have great plans for our children. I pray, Lord God, that every father and every mother will come together and listen to their children, because children have a lot to say. They're just not chitter-chatter. And that they would understand the language of their children and that they would listen to them and be able to talk to them about life and about life situations and about experiences they've had, and counsel their children on the direction they need to go in, give them wisdom, like Solomon gave his son and like King Lemuel's mother gave her son. And so, Father, I thank you for parents. Even if they're tired and they come home, they would just sit down and have their children sitting around them and listen to the children. Well, what did you do in school, and what did you eat for lunch, and how was your day, and what's your class like? What are the children like? And I thank you, Father, not only will the parents listen to the children, but they'll make appointments and go to the school, and they will begin to talk to the teachers about how they can help their children at home. And I thank you, Father God, that even in children going to Sunday school, they will talk to their teachers in Sunday school and see, you know, what the lessons they're studying, and reinforce those lessons so the children will be familiar with your word. And they will be able to talk to their parents about lessons and that they're learning daily, and their parents will understand, and they will talk to them about their friends, who their friends are. And the parents will be able to talk to them about carefully choosing their friends, friends that have good common sense, friends that are, you know, godly friends. And I thank you, Lord God, that they would tell the children to talk to their friends that are not saved about being saved. And I thank you, Lord God, that parents will begin to listen to the questions that their children have and give them godly answers. I thank you for parents not being distracted from their children, but being able to listen, being able to talk to their children about life and how to go about their daily lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Sister Linda, thank you for being on. Will you pray for bullying to stop in the neighborhoods, in the schools, even in the home between siblings?
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor you, Father. We reverence your name. We thank you that by your Son, Jesus Christ, and through your Son, you've given us access to come before you, Father, to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your court with praise. We thank you for the invitation, God. We honor you for that today. We thank you that we're not moving presumptuously, but we're moving according to your call upon our lives to pray, to intercede for the young people, for the children. Father, we pray for that spirit of bullying in schools, out on the playground, in homes, supermarkets, movie theaters, summer camps, wherever bullying might take place, Father. We cover our children today with your wisdom, with your strength, with your might. Father, where there's bullying going on because of different attributes that kids might have or don't have, Father God, let them cease right now in the name of Jesus as we bring these requests before you. We have no power within our own selves, but you're our Father. You knew every child, as stated before by Sister G, before they were even put in their mother's womb. You know them. You love the little children. When the little children was pressing their way to you, the disciples got upset and they didn't want the children to come close to you, but you stopped what you were doing and you rebuked them. And you pulled the little kids up on your lap and you encouraged them and you drew them close to your chest. So we know that the little children are very much, that you're very much concerned about them. And that's how we should come as little children. So, Father, we thank you that today that you're watching and you're waiting. So when the bullying take place, Father, even in the homes, I was in the grocery store, and this mother was cursing her six-year-old son out just loudly, just using strong profanity. Little boy just stood there in humility and looked up at her. And then she said, "No one better not say anything to me about cursing you out, because I'll go in and curse them out too." So even at home, kids are being cursed out, bullying, slapped around, mistreated, abused, neglected, and you're watching. My God, we thank you that your eyes are never closed. Your eyes are always up on those that you created in your image and after your likeness. So, Father, we speak, Lord God, to that bullying spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever it is, wherever it takes place, even in church, some kids are bullied, Father. So, Father, we know that you know. So we render the attack of the enemy, the bullying spirit, inoperable. We cast you down right now from the lives of those little babies. Father, give the parents wisdom. Teach them how to minister to their children, because that's their responsibility. You've given them stewardship. Father, we say that prayer was removed from school. Maybe prayer was, but you wasn't. You're still there. You are not present. You see everything. So, Father, when kids are being bullied, wherever they are, we pray that your strength in that child will begin to stand up and give that child wisdom to reject bullying, to be able not to fight back, not to use carnal weapons. That's why it's so important that the parents teach the children, my God, even the grandparents, those that you've given, those that are of age, to speak wisdom, even if they don't want to hear it. We can pray. We can intercede on their behalf, because it's so much going on around this world with our children, and we can't see it. We don't know, but you do. So we honor you today for giving us this opportunity to be a blessing and to cast our prayers at your feet for our little children, black, white, Haitian, Jamaican, China, whoever, Father. You say pray for the nation, so we're praying for children all around this world, because you are the God of the universe, and nothing get past you. So we thank you. Incline your ear to our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Lanny, could you pray for fathers to participate in the lives of their children, whether it's playing softball, school activities, church activities, or just being with them?
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your precious children, and we lift up fathers who have the responsibility of seeding them in the earth, and now have the responsibility of shepherding them to grow appropriately, that the fathers will be there to guide the child, to love on the child, to be present when the child goes through certain events, maybe at school, at church, whatever child is participating in, but the father will be there as a tool to help the child, particularly the boys, in the name of Jesus. Even the girls need to know what a strong man is like, what a good man is like. So, God, we pray for that you will empower fathers, first of all, to they receive salvation from you, and they are ready to be taught of you how to be the best example of a father to their children. We pray, Father, for divine intervention on things that they may have learned wrong from their own parents. We come against generational curses, and we release generational blessings. Instead, that father will create new energy, new blessings, a new path, the blessing that he speak over his child because of the word of God would open up new territory. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You, You said in your word that you can make a highway in the desert. And, Father, we know that sometimes children come through, they go through difficult times. But when you say it's time for them to be set free, it's time for them to be delivered, it's time for them to hear the word, it's time for them to know their God, you know how to intervene. You pick the time. So, God, in Jesus' name, we make Holy Spirit welcome to be present, to guide, to show himself strong, instructing the children, and to remind them that they are loved by you and they are loved by their fathers, and that the fathers are loved by you, God, because the fathers need to feel your love in order to know how to love their children. So we thank you, Father, for Christian fathers. Even those who are not of the faith, they know some things to do, but we know nothing is better than salvation. So even if they're morally good, we still pray, God, they will hear about Jesus and give their life to Jesus. Your words say that we are justified by faith and we have peace with you because of what Jesus has done, not because of what we do, not because of what we've done. In the name of Jesus, we pray for that divine intervention, that the Father will receive salvation, trust who you are in them, and then impart that information to the Son, loving them whatever state they're in, even when they make mistakes, even when they make error, that they will have the kind of heart, kind of compassion, if they put their arms around them and hug them and love them right where they are and help them get to the place you have designed for them. We thank you, God, that their purpose. We thank you, God, that you have a plan. We thank you, Father, that we, through your word, your will, and your way, we can know how to instruct the young people, how the fathers will know how to lean in and give the sons and the daughters what they need to say, I am Father. And I, just like the Heavenly Father, I love you, and I want to be here for you, and I want to be able to help you. We pray for divine intervention for the fathers to know who they are, so they will know how to instruct their children, to know who they are, so they will be able to teach their children to know who they are. They will have the power to praise you and give you glory even before they see the manifestation of all the things you desire. God, I pray for fathers that have been speaking over sons who've been disobedient, loving them whatever state they're in, interceding for them that the enemy will not have preeminence with and will not take over control. God, we pray for a release. We pray that those young children will remember their salvation and come back to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that your hand is always open. Your arms are always open, saying, return to me. As a natural father, give good gifts. Even the more you give, even greater gifts. So we love you, Father. We thank you for the heart. You are our Father. You are our Father. You are our source. Hallelujah. Everything we need comes out of you. Resources come out of you. But you are the source. Thank you for being the source. Hallelujah. The songwriter said, you're the source of my strength and the strength of my life. We thank you, Father, that that's who you are. Give us courage to speak it, even when tears are falling. Give us courage to speak it, even when our hearts are broken. Give these fathers the courage to speak it, even when they see that their sons or their daughters doing the wrong thing, that they would take authority, stand firm in the word of God and speak over them according to your word. It's in the name of Jesus we pray that the enemy will not have the last say so, but you will. Hallelujah. We pray for it. An opening for the fathers to understand how to stand in faith in Jesus' name, casting down every high thing and anything comes to exalt itself against your truth, calling everything to the obedience of Christ Jesus. So love you, Lord. Thank you for this prayer. Thank you for the heart of the fathers. Bless them now, God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Vivian, can you pray for grandparents to teach their grandchildren the word of God?
But in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that grandparents, oh God, will have the opportunity to teach the children the word of God. Lord, you said us older women ought to teach the younger, but some parents we know don't want the grandparent teaching their children anything concerning the word of God. sometime the parent will remove the children from the grandparent. But we are praying, oh God, those that can be taught according to your word, oh God, that they have that opportunity to teach their grandchildren, oh God. Oh God, your ways, oh God. Father God. Father God, help them, oh God, to accept, oh God, what they are teaching them and not use it as a laugh or funny, oh Father God, because some children does not want to be taught. So, Father, we praying, oh God, that the Holy Spirit will convict, oh God, children, that they will be acceptable to, oh God, their grandparent teaching them. And we pray also for the parent that is trying to stop them from receiving the word, God, that their hearts will be open as well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I pray for all those children that stays from grandparents to keep from being taught because they don't want to hear what the Spirit has to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There are so many things that causes our grandchildren not to allow us to teach them the word of God. So, Father, we are lifting this up before you, Lord God, that the door be open, oh, Father God, that we can tell them, and, Lord, we will plant seeds in their hearts, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and they will adhere, oh, God, and they will not, oh, God, turn to the ways of the world, but, oh, God, follow strong after strong teaching, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, oh, God, for every grandparent that desires to teach their grandchildren the right way. We thank you for every grandparent, oh, God, that the word has been implanted in them, that they will not teach them false doctrine. God, that's another thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they will, oh, God, they'll be taught the truth. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for godly parents to bless their children with kind words, that they would say how grateful they are for them, that they would tell the children how proud they are of their children. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that they will say, tell them, you know, that there are greatness on the inside of them and that they are destined for greatness. I think that they are beautiful and how beautiful they are and that they are grateful that God gave them those children. I thank you that they will tell them that they are brilliant. Excuse me. And that God favors them and God loves them. I thank you that parents will tell the children that they love them and that they accept them in the name of Jesus. I thank you that they will tell them that you are kind and courteous and how much I appreciate, you know, you because you are wise and you make wise choices. I thank you that they'll tell them that you're so helpful to me at home. You hang up your clothes and you clean up your room and you bring the groceries in for me. Whatever the children do, I think that they will say blessings over them in the name of Jesus, that they will tell them how beautiful they are inside out and that they would respect their children, show respect, that they would not put their children down, but they would speak blessings over them every day, how grateful they are for them, how that they are beautiful, that they are privileged to have them, that God gave the children to them. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that our children will have blessings spoken over them on a daily basis, that parents will look for ways to appreciate them, to tell them how great they are, whether it's about their grades or whether it's about how they look, but they will bless their children daily. In the name of Jesus, amen. Sister Linda, could you break curses spoken over our children, negativity spoken over our children?
Lord Jesus, Father, we honor your name. We thank you for your divine plan, Father. We reverence you in all of our conversation. We want to speak well of you, Father. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we beseech you on behalf of negativity that's been spoken over our children, because we don't know what's being said, even over our own children and our own grandchildren.
Hello? Sister Linda? Okay, she dropped the call. She'll be back in a few minutes. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, that she was speaking about breaking curses over our children, I thank you for blessings over our children daily, Lord God. I thank you that our children will begin to get a good concept of themselves, that they would know who they are, that they would know that they are King's children. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that every negative word is spoken over them by themselves, by their parents, by their siblings, by their relatives. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that those curses are broken off of them, that our children will have good concepts of who they are in you, our God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray for those children who have broken hearts because they're cursed out every day. They're put down. They're beaten. They're put down. And so, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Sister Linda, go ahead and finish. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. We have tornado watches down here in Miami. We're having bad weather. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father God, and we take authority over every negative word that has been spoken over the children. Father God, you know who they are. You know where they are. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we cancel every plot, every plan that have been spoken, evilness over the children, God. We rescind it back to the camp of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you would be lifted up in every situation, in every circumstance. Father God, we denounce negativity that's coming from the north, south, east, and west against the children, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, you know where every child is, every corner, every crevice. You know where the children are, Father. We release, Lord God, the anointing of God, the power of God, the resurrection of Jesus Christ be lifted up against the enemy, against negativity, Father God. Whether I don't care what direction it comes from or who it comes from, before it's even spoken, Father, we decree and declare that it's none of all in Jesus' mighty name. Die at the very root. We cancel it by way of the Holy Spirit and the power and the love, the strength of Jesus Christ for his children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I had written down, Sister Lanny, would you pray against Ian, against the forces of the hurricane, cease and desist there, the torrential rains and, you know, just whatever's going on, that God's will be done and people will be protected from he and the hurricane storm, whatever.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we know your record speaks for itself. When the disciple was in the storm, you spoke and said, peace be still. And the waves laid down in obedience. And the word was, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the waves obey him? You're that same God that's in the word, that's existing right now. God, we need a miracle of deliverance for the people in Florida and other areas that are affected by the hurricane. God, we pray that you will turn it, you will dissolve it, you will render it lifeless, that it cannot do the damage that they spoke it would do. We pray for divine intervention in the name of Jesus. We stand in the gap for all those families. All those families have children And you know, God, we know that you want children to be safe. You want children to be happy. So, God, I lift up the situation there, all the people that's doing what they know to do, and I'm thankful that they're doing what they're supposed to do and that what they know to do. But, Father, you have the last say-so. So, God, I pray for divine intervention. We need a miracle. Hallelujah, God, and you speak to the storm and tell it to lay down and cease and desist and deliver the people in Florida from the surge waves and other things that are expected to happen. God, I pray for their peace of mind. I pray for believers in Florida who can speak a word saying, God, we need your divine intervention. Hallelujah, that you will show yourself strong in them through their confession to touch and agree that they are safe in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you hear and answer our prayer. And we thank you for divine intervention right now. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Vivian, could you as well pray against the storm Ian, that it was cease and desist the rain and all that.
Praise God. Praise God. Father God. We know, God, Father God, you said these things will come, God. Father God, that there will be floods, there will be, oh God, torrential rains. Father God, you, oh God, knows what will happen before it even happened. But we are lifting up the children, Lord, that you protect them. God, you can let all these things come to pass. But, God, I know, God, your arms are not too short, that you can reach down, Lord God, and touch the children. Help the parents to get out of the way of Ian as they flee to North Carolina in the name of Jesus. And all those that can't get out, that they have some way of protecting their children. God, you give parent over children so that children can be protected. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, look on the poor. You told us never forget the poor, but we'll have the poor with us always. So, God, look on the poor down there in the way of Ian, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, because children have to, oh, God, abide with what the parents say because they cannot move without them, oh, Father God. So, Lord, we're praying for, oh, God, your protection all around the children, that they are gotten someplace safe in the name of Jesus, Lord. So let the rains pour, oh, God, but protect your people, oh, God. Oh, God, save from all harm, save from all danger, save from the water, oh, Father God, in the name of any drownings. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are bringing them before you, Lord God. Why? Because they are yours. Hallelujah. They belong to you. And God, we know if they belong to you, you love them. Because you said you have loved us with an everlasting love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Lord, if some houses have to, oh God, let this thing be just like Paul was out on the ship. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, yes, we're going in the shipwreck. We're going to lose some, but hallelujah, not all will be lost. Oh, praise God. So, Lord, oh, God, we pray that no children be lost. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Father, we continually bless and honor you. We thank you, oh, God, that you're in the midst of the storm. You're in the midst of Ian, the hurricane, the torrential rain. And, Lord, we pray for provision for every family, that they would be provided dry homes, that the waters would not overtake them. In the name of Jesus, that the thunder and the rain would not affect them, oh, God, in horrible ways, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that they would have plenty of food, plenty of water, protection, Lord God, lighting, flashlights, whatever they need in the name of Jesus. And Father, we speak to the wind and the rains and we say, cease, desist now in the name of Jesus. We command you to go back into the sea. Ian, go back into the sea and desist and stop. Stop what you're doing right now. In the name, no one will drown. No one will be flooded out. no one will be harmed by this storm. But, Lord, I thank you that everybody will be drawn closer to you. You will begin to draw the people that are not saved in the name of Jesus. They'll begin to call on your name. They'll begin to say, Lord, I need to be saved. I think that salvation will come through this storm. Every family that's not saved, the grandparents, the aunts, the cousins, the mothers, the fathers, the children, and they will come to you and call upon your mighty name. They'll begin to say, Lord, I need you now. Lord, forgive me for everything that I've done against your will. Forgive me, oh God, for everything that I've done that's not pleasing to you. And so, Father, I thank you that your will be done during this torrential rain. Oh God, stop the flooding, Lord God. Even those people who are in vehicles, standing on top of buildings, whatever it is they need to do to be safe as well as give their lives to you. We decree and declare it so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We got maybe one or two more things. Anybody have any special things they want to pray about before we close out?
Just reminding you about the baby, Devin Cotton, who is now 16 months old with cancer that goes to St. Jude once a month for treatment. She has cancer in her eye.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are Lord, you are God, and there's no God greater than you, Lord God. And Father, even as we have been praying for baby Chloe, baby Joy, dear, for years, thank you, Lord, for Devin. You know Devin's condition because you are there with her. You birthed, you shaped and formed her in her mother's belly. We decree and declare, Lord God, that the enemy would take his hands off of this baby. In the name of Jesus, we pray that their family will get together and begin to pray every day and cast the devil out in the name of Jesus that's attacking this baby. In the name of Jesus, every attack of the enemy, we call you null and void. In the name of Jesus, cease and desist your everything that you're doing against Devin, against Zoe, against Chloe, against babies that are in the hospitals and babies that are sick all over the world, even where they have no medication, Lord, you could send the word and heal them. We're dependent upon you to heal the babies, Lord God, to do what's needed, Lord. They're innocent. They've done nothing. And Lord, we repent on any inherited curses that's passed down. Oh, God, we cut them off at the root. And we say that these babies shall live in excellent health, excellent strength, and they will have great testimony about how you healed them when they were babies. They'll tell their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren about the mighty God that delivered them in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Sister Linda, would you close us out?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we give you honor and praise for what you have done on this prayer call today. We reverence you, Almighty God. We thank you for every woman that's on this phone. We thank you for every man that's on the phone line. We thank you, Lord God, for every intercessor, every prayer warrior, Lord God, every sister, every brother, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister G. We thank you, Lord God, for her assistance. We thank you, Lord God, for her perseverance, in the mighty name of Jesus. You put this on her heart, and she has shared it with many, Father, to come aboard, and we honor you for that, Father God. We thank you, Father, that you're always present. You're always listening. You're always in tune to our requests, and we thank you. We thank you for your safety. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for him being our teacher. We thank you for him being our guide. We thank you for him being our friend. We thank you for the gift. We thank you, Father, for your son. We thank you for his life. We thank you for the cross. We thank you, Lord God, that he came to reconcile a evil generation back to you. We thank you, Father, for what you've done. Incline your ear to us, God. Hear, you heard our prayers, but, Father God, you said that if we have faith and if we ask according to your will hear us and you will do it. So we hang up this phone today believing that every prayer request is already answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we go in peace, we go in love, and we leave in safety. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen and amen.
Mother Fanny wasn't feeling good. Mother Fanny wasn't feeling good.
No, she's had something to do. All right. Father, we lift up Mother Fanny, Lord, and she and her son are preparing their home so the storm, if it comes in that direction, they'll be safe, oh God. And Lord, we lift up others who are maybe going through the torrential rains, the lightning, the thunder, the flooding. We thank you for keeping everyone safe in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Father, if this storm is not sent by you, we say cease and desist your actions. Ian, call you null and void. We cancel you. We're your people, Father, called by your name, humbling ourselves, turned from our wicked ways, that we would hear your voice from heaven and that you would heal our land of Ian and all the naysay future storms and hurricanes and what have you, Lord. And we thank you for what you're doing. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
All right. Love y'all. Talk to you soon.
Amen. Look
forward to talking to you soon. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah, Jesus, holy. Hallelujah, Jesus, holy. No pushy, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.